Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the Grimm tales. The original Grimm fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross, and often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to walk into a classroom and tell one of the original Grimm tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a Grimm fairy tale? Let me help you decide. This is the second part of the story of the Turnip and the Donkey Prince. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the first part of this story was grim. And this second part is grim, too. It's not too terrifying, but I must warn you, someone might explode. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to five. Then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, just turn the volume down and count to five again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm at the classroom door now. There are kids inside, waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
All right, guys.
Part 2, The Turnip. In another kingdom, not too far away from the one where the Donkey Prince had grown up, there lived two brothers. One grew rich by mining gold. The other learned to play the harp and stayed poor. After years of this, Brother Harper feared he would starve to death, so he planted a little garden. But he wasn't much of a gardener, for all he wanted to do was spend his time playing the harp. Eventually, all the produce of his garden died, except for a single turnip. This turnip held on, and Brother Harper watered it every day and weeded the soil all around it and played his harp for the turnip. Well, the turnip grew and grew until it burst out of the soil. And still it grew until it was larger than any turnip has ever been. The turnip grew so large that it was as tall as a small house and heavy as a boulder and as white and knobby as the moon. In fact, it kind of looked like another moon growing up out of the soil.
Wow.
It's a big turnip. Very big.
It's huge.
Brother Harper decided such a marvel should be taken to the king himself. So he borrowed a wagon and two oxen from Brother Minor, and, getting everyone in the whole village to help him, he loaded the turnip into the wagon. The wooden wagon groaned under the weight of the enormous turnip, and the oxen had to strain and heave just to pull the wagon an inch. But eventually, they got the wheels turning, and the turnip's momentum propelled the wagon down a hill and up another, and pretty soon, Brother Harper had brought his turnip before the king. When the king saw it, he said,
"Tremendous tuber!"
Or maybe,
"Vivacious vegetable!"
Or, I don't know, what should he say? If you saw a giant turnip, what would he say?
"What, the turnip?"
That was good.
The king said,
"What the turnip?"
And then he said,
"That is the biggest turnip I have ever seen in my life. Are you the greatest gardener in the world, or are you just lucky?"
Brother Harper replied,
"Well, I'm certainly not lucky. Brother Minor is the rich one, while I'm as poor as an old stick. But I did get lucky with this turnip."
The king took pity on the poor Harper. In exchange for his enormous turnip, he gave Brother Harper gold and land and herds of cattle, such that he became very, very rich. Far richer, in fact, than Brother Minor. Well, when Brother Minor learned that Brother Harper had grown so rich just by bringing the king a turnip, he became jealous. He said to himself,
"I shall bring the king a wagon load of gold. Think how much greater my reward will be then."
Doesn't the king already have a bunch of gold?
He does. So,
why would he need more?
And then what do you think is going to happen?
Trade for the turnip?
You think he's going to trade it for the turnip?
So Brother Minor brought the king a wagon full of gold, drawn by his two strongest oxen. He brought so much gold for the king, and had so little left at home, that he would soon be almost as poor as his brother had been before the giant turnip. But Brother Minor did not doubt that his reward would make the gift well worth it. The king was immensely grateful for the gift of gold, and could think of no more appropriate thanks than
the turnip.
The largest turnip in the world, he called it.
So Brother Minor returned home nearly penniless, but with a giant turnip. His anger and jealousy of Brother Harper was so overpowering that he took the last of his money and...
What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to buy a knife.
Buy a knife?
He goes to another kingdom and sells it to the other king so he gets more money. And then
well, that would be smart.
I think he's going to buy like a turnip cover and make a jacket turnip and like put it by his house.
I like that idea.
Brother Minor hired two assassins to murder his brother. The next day, Brother Harper was wandering in the woods, looking for a good place to relax and play his harp. It was a beautiful day, and the birds were singing, and the wind was warm in the trees, and Brother Harper could not have been happier. Which is just when the two assassins ambushed him and shoved him into a burlap sack and hung the burlap sack from a tree. Then they prepared to shoot him full of arrows. They knocked their arrows, bent back their bowstrings, and aimed for poor brother Harper.
Wait, since the donkey also plays the harp, did he get
it's that? A brother.
Interesting. So we've got Brother Harper, and we've got the donkey prince who likes playing harp. But so far, they're not connected. So far.
Just as the assassins were about to shoot, they heard the strangest sound. It was like the clomping of hooves and the playing of a harp and the braying of a donkey all at once.
It's the donkey prince!
Well, the assassins were so frightened of this strange sound and of being caught in the act of murder that they hurried away, leaving Brother Harper hanging in the sack from the tree. A moment later, the donkey prince wandered by the tree with the sack, playing his harp and braying sadly, for he was all alone in the world. Brother Harper heard him playing and singing and called out for help.
Help!
But the donkey prince brayed so loudly that he heard nothing. Then Brother Harper had an idea. He managed to wriggle his harp around inside the sack until his fingers could just reach the strings, and he began to play along to the donkey prince's tune. The donkey prince stopped braying immediately and listened to the beautiful music. Then he looked to see where it was coming from. Once he figured it out, he cut down the sack and asked Brother Harper how he'd learned to play the harp so well, and also why he was in a burlap sack, hanging from a tree in the middle of a forest.
Somebody tried to murder me.
Brother Harper said,
"Someone tried to murder me!"
Well, Brother Harper was just as curious as to how a donkey had learned to play the harp so well. So the donkey prince told him his story, and then Brother Harper told the donkey prince about the giant turnip, and then they played each other their favorite tunes, and soon they were fast friends. And then they hatched a plan.
They're going to assassinate the Duke.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Sometime later, in the kingdom that used to belong to the king and the queen and the donkey prince, but now belonged to the duke, it was announced that the heir to the throne, the donkey prince, had returned. The duke prepared his soldiers to grab the donkey prince and kill him instantly. But just then, Brother Harper appeared in the throne room, followed by hundreds of subjects of the kingdom. Brother Harper announced,
"I have returned!"
The duke was very confused. He said,
"You're not the prince. The prince was a donkey."
But Brother Harper said,
"I was a donkey, but the enchantment has been lifted, and I am a man, and the prince, and the rightful heir to this throne."
Is this true?
What? No.
The Duke was suspicious. He was not ready to just give up the throne. After all, he had organized a coup and killed the king and queen. And besides, he liked being in charge. So he said,
"Why should we believe you?"
So Brother Harper swung his harp around to his chest and began to play. He played the Donkey Prince's favorite tune, and he played it just as sweetly and in just the same style that the Donkey Prince used to play it before the Donkey Prince had left the kingdom. The subjects of the kingdom cried,
It's the prince! It's the prince!
Long live the prince! Long live the prince!
How did the curse get lifted?
No, it's the other guy.
The harp.
Well, the Duke could see which way this was going, and he did not want to be on the wrong side of an angry mob. So he gave up the crown to the not-donkey prince, and, very reluctantly, apologized for having had his parents killed. Brother Harper accepted the crown and forgave the Duke.
Is that right, to forgive the Duke?
No!
Never in
Harper,
a million years!
Throw him
in the dungeon.
No.
Yes.
Let's find out what happens.
Brother Harper then announced that, to celebrate his return, there would be a competition in the kingdom. Whoever could deliver the largest vegetable would be given a reward beyond their wildest dreams.
What's the largest vegetable going to be?
The turnip!
Who has the turnip right now?
The competition was announced far and wide, well beyond the boundaries of the kingdom. Eventually, word of the competition traveled a few kingdoms over, and Brother Minor heard the news.
Finally,
he thought,
I will be paid for this darn turnip!
So he loaded his wagon, hitched up his oxen, and hurried for the kingdom that used to belong to the king and the queen and the donkey prince, and then belonged to the duke, and now belonged to Brother Harper pretending to be the donkey prince who was no longer a donkey. Got that?
Yep.
When Brother Minor arrived at the castle, he didn't recognize his brother, who was now sitting on the throne. Brother Harper had grown a beard and was wearing a crown. He instantly announced that Brother Minor was the winner of the competition. What was the prize?
I think the reward beyond imagining or whatever it is for the largest vegetable will be that same vegetable.
The prize was to eat the entire turnip. Brother Minor said he did not want to eat the entire turnip, but Brother Harper insisted.
They had the whole plan because they knew that the miner was going to have the largest
vegetable.
And so they made him eat it until he either explodes or just runs away screaming.
So Brother Minor had to eat and eat and eat. Soon he became so full he wanted to throw up, but Brother Harper forbade it. So Brother Minor had to keep eating and eating and eating, and finally he exploded.
Yay!
But the turnip was only half eaten. So Brother Harper called the Duke, and he said,
"For the crime of killing my parents, you will eat the rest of this turnip."
So the Duke ate and ate and ate until he exploded too. And the Donkey Prince came out of hiding, and he and Brother Harper ruled the kingdom together, playing their harps for the rest of their days. I think you can still hear them playing now. The end.
Does it say at the end of the story anything?
In the original Grimm?
Does it have anything about anyone else who's in the story you just told dying?
No, I think I got all the dying.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grimm. Produced and edited by Ilana Milner. Casting and voice direction by Paula Gammon-Wilson. Sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC. Location recording by Jason Gambrell and Evan Viola. Characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Billy Bob Thompson, Sinophia Mitchell, David Wills, George Lambert, H.D. Quinn, Kaylin Lee Clinton, Kylie Claxton, Lori Himes, Mark Thompson, Marka Bartolo, and Tom Weiland. Special thanks to the staff and students at Brooklyn Friends School and Manhattan Country School. You guys are awesome.
can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.